Queens Radio.
Welcome. If you're tuned in, then you are listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And if you can't tell by the sound of my voice already, number one, I am back in the studio. Very exciting. Honestly, hopefully you can't tell too much by the sound of my voice. Otherwise, I'm very sorry for the last couple of recordings being subpar, but hopefully they weren't too different on the ears for you. But number two, you can probably tell that I am still very much congested from my sickness, which hasn't been so fun. I hate having a stuffy nose because constantly sniffling is just not only like agitating to myself, but I know it's like agitating, probably at least annoying to the people around me when it's like so constant. And I try and be courteous. I blow my nose before I go into a public space that I know I'm going to be in for a long time. And still, it just doesn't stop. But you know what? Could be a worse sickness. It's really just the sniffles at this point. So very glad that most of it's gone and passed. But the stuffy nose is honestly like one of my least favorite parts about getting sick, just because of how outwardly annoying it is. I don't know. I can deal with a little bit of internal problems if it means that like other people around me aren't going to be like bothered or like, I don't know, what would be the word? I don't know. They might be able to like catch it, but if it's just like an internal like aching, I don't really know. I can usually put up with it a little bit better. But enough about me. Let's talk a little bit about the music you will be hearing and have already heard on today's episode. 2 weeks into January, also, it's very nice that this show lines up with like the weeks progressing, at least in January. It's very satisfying for my brain to have it like line up like this. Unimportant ramble, side tangent thing. But that first song you heard opening up today's episode was Funny Music by Jelly Haha. I'm assuming it's Jelly because it's funny music, you know? And it's spelled G-E-L-L-I, so you know, Gelly, Jelly. Jelly just sounds a little bit more fun and funny, you could say. And this was a 2025 release from Jelly, and it's really fun, as you can probably tell by the sound of that first song there. The album name is Switcheroo, and it has some pretty fun album art. It's kind of pop art-esque, almost. Really uses a lot of primary colors, or only uses primary colors, I should say. Ooh, sometimes I speak too fast that my mouth can't keep up with me. But yeah, great album, came out this summer. Definitely a summer sounding album. Maybe not so much a winter album if you like to kind of go by like seasonal themes. But honestly, in the winter, I sometimes gravitate more towards summer music to kind of like pull me out of the winter funk. But you will be getting a little bit of grunge, indie rock, indie dance pop. Just a whole bunch of stuff on today's episode, which is very exciting. Up first, we will have Blossom Tree by Milk and Bone, or I guess not up first, up second on today's episode, we will have Blossom Tree by Milk and Bone and Chromeo, followed by Protest Song by Broken Social Scene, and closing out with This Heart's on Fire by Wolf Parade. So I hope you enjoy.
Time will work, it's magic, it's what they say. It's been hard. heart's on fire, this heart's on fire, this heart's on fire, this heart's on fire.
Broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall. I say, Carruthers, are you all right down there?
Welcome back from the music. I hope you were enjoying what you were hearing. And just in case you didn't quite catch those song titles at first, don't worry, I'm going to go over them again right now. Up first, we had Blossom Tree by Milk and Bone and Chromeo. They had a collaborative EP come out this December actually is when it was all released. Unfortunately though, it was only 4 songs. I was really hoping it was gonna be just a teensy bit longer, like, I don't know, maybe 7 songs, I don't know. But you can't really complain when you're still getting good music. You just want a little bit more of it. After that though, we had Protest Song by Broken Social Scene, and closing out, we had This Heart's on Fire by Wolf Parade. So a very Canadian segment right there. All of those artists are Canadian. And I actually found out about Wolf Parade because of hit TV show Heated Rivalry, which I haven't even watched, full disclaimer. I just got a reel or TikTok or something on my phone talking about like the soundtrack and how they had like so many Canadian bands on the soundtrack. So I was like, why don't I go and check out the soundtrack? And I really liked Wolf Parade, and I'm shocked that I hadn't heard of them before, considering they definitely are popular. But I'm glad I eventually found them, even though it took me a little longer than I would have expected. Back to Heated Rivalry. I don't really have anything to say. Honestly, I don't know why I'm coming back to this. It was just kind of the only topic that I had to segment to. And I know a lot of people have been watching it. You can't go online and not hear about Heated Rivalry. And, like, I'm not even on Instagram. I deleted Instagram New Year's Eve or the day before New Year's Eve or something because I was, like, sinking way too much of my time on Reels. TikTok, I can usually be like, okay, let me get out of this because a lot of my content is news and music related. So it's, like, it's not just, like, constant funny ha-ha laugh. Whereas my Instagram Reels is, like, so perfectly curated that it's detrimental to my entire, like, personhood and, like, well-being that it had to just go. And I'm still seeing it even on these, like, random social media platforms. Like, yes, I still use Tumblr, and what about it? Me and the 500 other people on planet Earth that use Tumblr still. And I guess that's kind of like as I say it out loud, it's like, yeah, of course I would see Heated Rivalry on Tumblr. It's gay, obviously. So I'm kind of just, I'm talking about nothing. I'm gonna stop talking, and I'll update you on Heated Rivalry again once I have begun watching. I am very proud, though, I do want to say this, that Canadian content is getting this much recognition. I really do love to see it. Like, people are out here making fan edits of Ottawa. Ottawa! I digress. We have a few more songs coming up after a quick ad. Up first, we will have SF and GG by This Is Lorelei, followed by Middle of Summer by Pony, and closing out that segment with Strike the Match by Fleur Electra. So I hope you enjoy these songs coming up right after this quick ad.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
It's a bad take. Little ones, it always gotta be so mean and slick. I'm dumb-faced, it's just some face and gotta go. It's just some face and gotta go. It's just some face and gotta go.
once again, welcome back from the music. I hope you were enjoying what you were hearing. And just in case you're only tuning in now, welcome. You are listening to Queen's Album Club, A Week in Review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And once again, as always, I'm going to go over those song titles just in case you missed them, forgot them, etc. Up first, we had SF and GG by This Is Lorelei, followed by Middle of Summer by Pony, and closing out with Strike the Match by Fleur Electra. And I did want to comment on Middle of Summer by Pony specifically, because I don't know if most people listening would have caught this, but it does use an interpolation in it. And the song that it interpolates is actually the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic theme song or introduction song to the TV show, which I think is hilarious and awesome. And she makes it sound really, really good. And it really goes along with her name, which again is Pony. And if you like the sound of Middle of Summer by Pony, you're in luck because she did just release... She did just release a new song this Wednesday, actually. So I guess a week tomorrow. I'm recording this on Tuesday, so this is going to sound confusing for you. Sorry. A week today, when you're listening, released a song. Don't know why it was so convoluted to say that, but that song is called Swallowing Stars. And she also has a few other songs on that EP, but I am thinking that that EP might be evolving into a full album. I'm not sure. She hasn't released anything to my knowledge, but my fingers are crossed. But yeah, go support our Canadian pony over there. Another fun little thing to talk about. I guess not really fun, more informative and fun. I guess music is fun. Fleur Electra, if you like that last song, Strike the Match, she also just released a new song last Wednesday as well, so again, a week ago when you're listening to this, and that song is called Weather Girl. So if you like the song or the sound of that other song, Strike the Match, you have more music, new music to listen to. And she also similarly has some older singles that go together. And again, may or may not be amping up to a whole album release, which would be very, very exciting. We always love new music around these parts. And speaking of new music, I am going to... Actually, no, not yet. In fact, first, I'm going to talk a little bit about Album Club, because it should be back on next week. Next week, Thursday, I should say, at 8 p.m. in... I do forget her room number off the top of my head, but back in the same old room, should booking all go well. It seems like it is, though. But very exciting to have everyone back for the semester at Album Club. Very excited to review some more albums. The day that you're listening to it, this recording, actually, is going to be when us execs all get together and discuss what we want Album Club to look like for this semester. So big things coming, and now I will send you off into the music. What you'll hear after a quick ad is first Traitors with I Was Ill, You Were Wrong, then up next Shiny Kindness by Helen Sun, and closing out we will have Video by Dance Arts Center. So I hope you enjoy.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
words and rhyme, our feelings feed like we're watching it on a video. Playing the music we like, the friends we meet while we film it all in a video. Is it
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
For the last time on today's episode, welcome back from the music. I hope you were enjoying what you were hearing all of this hour that you have spent with me. Well, almost hour. We have two more songs coming up in just a moment, but before I get too ahead of myself, I am going to quickly go over the song titles of the songs that you just heard. Up first, we had I Was Ill, You Were Wrong by Traitors, followed by Shiny Kindness by Helen Sun, and closing that section out with Video by Dance Arts Center. And all of those songs are relatively new, beginning with Traitors. Sorry. I Was Ill, You Were Wrong came out late November 28th, 2025, last year, and I'm very shocked by just how much the lead singer sounds like Robert Smith from The Cure. Like, so incredibly, like, it's insane. It's almost uncanny, especially along with the kind of similar sounding music and melodies and all of that, and just instruments that they use. Almost sounds like a Cure song, but it's Traitors, and they're Canadian, so even better, some would say. And I also really liked Shiny Kindness by Helen Sun. That's a new song from Helen Sun. Oh, sorry, it's getting late. New song from Helen Sun. She doesn't have too much stuff on her profile. She does have one other single besides the EP that Shiny Kindness is on, which is called Talk With Your Teeth. It is unfortunately only 5 songs, but hey, what can you expect out of an EP, I guess? But she has done some collaborations with another artist on this album. The other artist is called Thrillium Angels, and the album is called This Sunrise Is Brutal. So might have to give that one a listen and see how she is on that stuff. But I really, really liked Talk With Your Teeth. Another great song from that EP was Maybe. So definitely go listen to more Helen's Son if you enjoyed Shiny Kindness. And of course, same with Video by Dance Arts Center. I think this is their first release, if I am not mistaken. She has some other singles, but I think they do feature on the album, which Video is from, which is called Dance Arts Center Presents, which is a pretty apt album name for an artist called Dance Arts Center. Oh my gosh, is it a mouthful, especially when I'm like this congested. I feel like I sound crazy trying to say anything right now. But she was also featured on another artist's album, and that album is In Bloom by Gender Amplified. And it's actually not another album, my mistake, it's another EP. But that's kind of the rundown of the songs that you just heard. And I'm going to soon send you off into the final 2 songs of today's episode. Up first, we have Fallen Cloud by Austra. And this, again, is a new song. And Austra is actually Canadian, which for some reason, whenever I check like where the Spotify, like Spotify shows you where the artist is most popular, and it's like Australia or London or something. But no, she's actually Canadian, and she did just release a new album this past November, November 14th, called Chin Up Buttercup, so definitely listen to that. Again, the song that we'll be playing by her is Fallen Cloud, and we will be closing out with No Good by Oh Young. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Have a fantastic day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
I want you. Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate. What's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah. It's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah. CFRC Live Sessions. Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay. Peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.